This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. My name's Simon Smart. How relevant is faith to everyday life? Can faith help us to live better? How relevant is knowledge of God to things like eating and sleeping, or even doing the housework? Well, applied theology lecturer Cara Martin has been teaching in the area of applying the knowledge of God and faith to issues of everyday life. We're going to be exploring some of these areas with her this week. Welcome, Cara. Good to have you.
Greetings.
Thanks for coming. And let's start with the domestic situation, the idea of home. What does faith have to say about home life?
Well, home is ideally the place where you feel most comfortable. It's a place where you can be happy or sad or frustrated or angry, where you can actually express yourself. It's a place where you can be truly yourself. And I think also our homes are partly an expression of who we are, of our values and our interests. And home is also, I think, a place of spiritual encounter. It's a place where we can think about spiritual things. And I'm just struck when I read in the Bible about Jesus that he does most of his work in homes. He does relationship building, he does conversations, he does a lot of what he does in homes, everyday life.
You really do learn a lot about people from their home. I mean, there's no greater image of this than the teenager's bedroom, right? Where you do see a lot about that person when you enter into it. Not all of it edifying, but there's this idea of homecoming, isn't there? Which also has a spiritual dimension.
Yeah, I mentioned that home is a comfortable place, but it's also for most people a place which feels safe, where you feel safe, and I think that is because this idea of coming home is also a sense of belonging, and that's also what we feel when spiritually we come home to God. And there's this awesome story that Jesus told about that, the prodigal son. It's a really well-known story about this dad. He's got two sons, an older and a younger. And the younger son is incredibly rude. He says, "Dad, I don't want to wait till you die. Give me all my inheritance now, all my money, all the money you're going to give me then, now." Well, the father, for some reason, acquiesces to this, and off the young son goes, and he gets into wild living and has a great time.
Spends a lot.
Absolutely. And then he suddenly comes to this point where he's got no money left, he's just living day to day, and he's really struggling, and he realises that even the servants working for his father have a much better life than he has now, and he decides he's going to go home. So he heads off on this long journey home, and I'm sure along that way he's rehearsing all the things he's going to say to his dad, you know, begging forgiveness and stuff. But as he comes nearer, his dad is actually watching and waiting for him, runs out, meets him on the road, hugs him, embraces him, and throws a party because he's so glad to have his son home. And there's that beautiful image of a homecoming. No matter what you've done, where you've been, you're coming home.
The idea of home and homecoming has these spiritual parallels, but many people would see, for instance, housework, which is part of living at home, as the most unspiritual thing you could do.
Absolutely,
do you agree?
Absolutely. I am terrible at housework, and I'm not a good homemaker, and I really struggle with housework a lot of the time. But one of the things that keeps me going is that I know that in doing housework, I'm serving my family, I'm taking good care of the things that I've been given. And I think there's another element. When you actually enter a home which has been really well cared for, there's just this sense you have when you go in and you see there's some flowers out, the kettle's on, it's beautifully clean and decorated, and you go there and you just feel comfortable and you just feel ready to be relaxed and open. And I think that's what happens when we look at our housework as a place. We're actually creating a space for conversation.
Perhaps that can give me some motivation for my next Saturday morning clean. But, Cara, most people would see the Bible as talking about high and lofty things, but the Bible mentions housework, doesn't it?
I absolutely love that about the Bible. There's this idea of deep wisdom, but there's also this idea of the everyday stuff like cleaning. So the Bible often talks about cleaning as removing the filth and the dross and the mess of our lives. And it also talks about shining and buffing, which is what the Holy Spirit does to us as he shines us up to make us the people we were meant to be. And then there's this idea of sweeping. And sweeping is an idea of judgment, of cleaning out. And heck, we all need a spring clean, don't we?
Well, it's that time of year, isn't it, to get the spring clean. And this could add a whole dimension to people as they open the windows and get the duster out this weekend. Cara, thanks so much. Let's talk more about this next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.